mission of this podcast is to discuss important and transformational information with the motivated individuals of the world that are seeking to maximize their performance and become the best versions of themselves. We're discussing the hacks, distinctions, and lessons that we're learning on our own individual journey toward our goals and definitions of success, health, and happiness. Welcome to the conversation. It's time for some intentional growth. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Intentional Growth. My name is Anthony Siciliano. I am your host and creator of this podcast, and I am so excited and honored to welcome you back or welcome you to these epic conversations that we're going to be having here around all things growth, whether that's nutrition and fitness or mindset and spirituality or finances and business or productivity and peak performance. This is an opportunity for like-minded individuals, people who I consider to be part of the motivated, the people who want to become the best versions of themselves and who are intentionally growing themselves on a regular basis and who want to become all they can become and achieve all they can achieve and give all they can give. I wanted to create a place and community where those people can learn from each other and conversate about what's working and what they're learning and what's not. And this is my personal project to give back for all of the people who have given to me over the years and have put me in the position that I'm in now. And as I said in episode 1, when we talked about purpose, you know, I talked a little bit about, you know, why I'm here and what my overall purpose is. And as we get into more of, you know, as all of these things relate to you and your purpose, I hope that you really thought about or can bring to mind even now, like why it is that you want what you really want. Because approaching episode 2, the KSEN TV formula, with that in mind, I think it's going to be so powerful to have our motivation in front of us to realize that if we put this formula to use in literally in any area of our life, I truly believe that we can be successful. This formula has made such a big difference for me. It is the foundation for my entire program in my business, Tailored Fitness. It is the entire formula for how I approach my clients and M3 projects and business consulting and marketing. It is how I attack every individual goal personally in my life. And it holds so many truths. It's a very simple formula. You've probably heard it before. Again, there's nothing new under the sun. Truth is truth. I'm simply an echo for that. And I don't claim to have created really any of this. I do think that I have some important distinctions to make and some awesome value to contribute, but this is probably nothing individually that you have not heard before. But if you go through this mental process when approaching your goals, I can almost guarantee you, if you just follow through and do it until, that you will have the success that you want. But you have to follow each individual pillar properly and pay attention to the distinctions that I'm about to highlight for you. And you can literally have whatever you want in your life. I am in the process of deploying this formula in literally every area of my life. And I have so much blessings that have come from it that it is, you know, equally up here with obviously episode number 1, episode number 2 close to follow. It's that important to me to convey to you. And without any further ado, the KSEN TV formula stands for knowledge, strategy, and execution plus test and verify. So KSE, I've heard again on its own used before. People have talked about it, the knowledge, strategy, execution formula. I simply added test and verify at the end because it completes the loop for me, and it's an incredible distinction that I consider where all the magic lies in this formula. So to keep it super simple and super quick, you have to understand the game you're playing before you can maximize any sort of ability or skill that you may have. No matter what goal you have, whether it's physical transformations or business or whatever the case may be, you need to understand the game you're playing. I'm going to relate it back to physical transformations because that's what I have the most experience with and helping people with. When people come to me to, you know, to lose weight or put on muscle, and they don't understand really anything around how their body works and how calories affect their weight, or how, you know, fitness or different stimuli and nutrition affect their weight, it's always really difficult because they don't even know the game that they're playing. Imagine playing your favorite sport. I'm going to use sports as an example for a lot of different things because I was a three-sport athlete in high school, was blessed to be able to play baseball in college, and I'm probably going to be talking about a lot of different stories, you know, because sports has really, sports and competition have taught me so much. And as I relate it to baseball, if I'm going to try to be successful in baseball, if I don't know the direction to run in after I hit the ball, or even that I need to hit the ball, or what direction first or third base is, or how to get an out, or what the heck an inning is, there's no chance that I'm going to be successful. It's the same thing with money or your physical health or whatever the case may be. If you don't have the right knowledge, if you don't know the truth about the game you're playing, there's no chance you're going to be successful. So it's simple enough to understand that you need to know what you're doing, but the distinction within it is you need to learn or get the right resources that actually are conveying truth. Like, you need to have people who are displaying that they know what they're talking about if you're going to be listening to them, right? Like, I wouldn't necessarily ask, you know, broke people how to have a secure financial future. Like, that would be the opposite of what you want to do, unless you're asking them what not to do, right? You don't want to ask people who don't have what you want how to get it, because they probably don't know if they don't have it, right? So, for example, when it comes to physical transformations, if you're asking just like your friends and family who aren't like actually in the health and fitness industry to know what they're talking about and have the body that you want, then I wouldn't really recommend listening to what they have to say around health and fitness and all of that. Like, they're probably not going to have the most accurate knowledge and really represent the truth to you. So the reason why I'm making this such a big deal is because most people don't bother to go around the information that is just around them and convenient for them. Like, you have to actually look and search for truth. And that's so, so important and worth mentioning. The second step in the formula, after you get your knowledge and your knowledge is based off of truth and you are basing it off of somebody who's successful and you're modeling success, you want to put together a strategy that is going to work for you and strategize how all that knowledge applies to your specific situation. That's all what strategy is about, is putting together your individual game plan based off of all the knowledge that you gathered on how that you can be most successful. So you did all your due diligence, you have the truth, you know the game you're playing. Even the best players in the world, like LeBron James and Tom Brady, they even have coaches, because the fish in the fishbowl can't see the whole fish tank. You need something called perspective. And that is the distinguishing factor, a distinction that I've made within strategy that is incredibly, incredibly important. Even if you know the game that you're playing and you're even the best at it in the world, you need somebody with proper perspective to help you put together the right strategy for you to execute, which is the third step. But so many people walk into the game and want to just execute without having a strategy that puts them in the position to succeed. And if you don't have the strategy that puts you in position to succeed, you probably don't have the right amount of knowledge to be successful in the first place. So you're really just mindlessly acting, which so many people get frustrated when they don't get results from their mindless acting, when they're not intentionally trying to succeed with a real strategy based off of truth and knowledge. So you can see how each individual pillar is so incredibly important to how you approach any goal in your life. And this is literally how I help any client, whether it comes to, again, physical transformations or business consulting. It's super easy to diagnose where they went wrong if we just apply this formula. Okay, how much knowledge do you have about what you're doing? Like, what knowledge do you have? What do you need? Okay, check. Do you have a strategy that was actually built for you that considers your preferences and your abilities and your motivation and your circumstances and your resources? Like, your individual strength and strength and weaknesses are going to contribute to the outcome that you get in this game. That's why LeBron James and Tom Brady have a coach, because they help them put together a game plan that utilizes their strengths to the best of their ability. So if you've done that properly, then when you go to execute, you're going to get a positive result. But if you haven't done that, you're going to get a negative result. So you can't just, you know, gather knowledge, strategize it for yourself, and then execute and then have that be it. You have to actually test and verify if you're getting the results that you want and be super self-aware if, you know, you're actually following the strategy and executing well enough in the first place. So this really is an all-encompassing formula. It is incredibly simple, but so incredibly profound that if you really break down each individual step, you can literally guarantee success in any area of your life, no matter what you're doing. Again, if it's a physical transformation, you need to know the game. You need to know the arena that you just walked into. You need to understand calories and exercise to a certain extent and what effects those things have on your body. And you need to strategize a formula that's going to work for you, so that based off of your resources and your skills and your strengths and your weaknesses and your downfalls and the environment around you, you need to set it up for you to actually succeed, to give yourself the best chance. And then you want to execute the strategy that's going to give you the best chance to succeed long enough to actually get a result that you can analyze. Once you get a result, you simply test and verify. Is this the result that I want? Are we moving closer to my goals? Are we moving further away? If you're moving closer, you keep doing that, or you do it even more to keep moving in that direction. If you're moving in the wrong direction, you need to reanalyze. Make sure you had the right knowledge. Make sure the strategy was built optimally for you. Have that, you know, that execution be long enough to actually get a real result you can actually analyze. You can't just execute for a day or two and be like, oh, well, I'm not where I want to be. Well, you didn't really carry out execution phase to the best of your ability here. So we don't really know if this is going to work or not, if you've only been doing it for a day or two. So if you really take the time to analyze whatever goal you're going after and cross-check it with this formula, and just pick up where you need to and fill in the gaps, you can literally achieve anything that you want in your life. And I truly believe that, especially if you know your purpose and you listen to episode one and you're super clear and mindful about how much you really want to, you know, overcome all these obstacles. If you apply this formula, you'll get past anything that's in your way, because you'll know exactly what to do. You'll have a strategy built for you to succeed. You're going to execute it until you get a result, and then you're just going to test and verify, is this going to be the results that I want, or is it not? If it isn't, you just adjust. If it is, you double down and you keep going until you get what you want. And I'm so excited to share this with you, because if you use it, and I know most of you might not, because it might seem simple, but if you just keep this in front of you, and anytime you run up into resistance, it just keep it in your head. Okay, where do we go wrong in this process, or where can we reevaluate? I think that it'll really put things in perspective for you, and make some incredible distinctions for you to continue to move forward in any area of your life. So that is the KSE and TV formula, and I really hope that you understand the magnitude of it. And as it relates to episode 3, the only way that you're going to put episode 2 into application is if you are of a growth mindset. And that is what we're going to talk about in episode 3, is there's two specific mindsets that control your behavior in this world. And one is the growth mindset and one is the fixed mindset. And we're going to dive into those and talk about those, so you can maybe self-diagnose and see where you're at and where you're oriented. But I already know that if you're listening to this and you're part of, you know, who I consider to be part of the motivated, I know you're already part of the growth mindset, and you're going to be applying these things. And I have total complete faith in that, and am honored to continue to contribute to you and your endeavors. So thank you so much for taking the time and investing into intentional growth. I know there's so many other things you can be giving your time and intention to, and I respect you for being someone who is taking that time to grow, who is taking that time to learn and who's taking that time to contribute to us with your attention and engagement and respect. So thank you all so much. I'll talk to you in episode 3. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Intentional Growth. If you found it valuable, please think about and consider some people that you know and care about enough to bring this into their awareness and share this message with. If you're interested in joining our free group, The Motivated, on Facebook, or stay up to date with this podcast and get more news and information and resources and exclusive deals with the projects that are supporting this podcast, you can check out SicilianoEnterprises.com.